What is endurance? I like to take a simple definition on endurance. And when we think about it, endurance is really simply the ability to last. You know, in other words, how much endurance do you have? Often we think about a runner and we think about what kind of endurance that it takes to run something like a marathon, you know, just miles and miles and miles. Well, that takes a lot of stick-to-itiveness, if that's even a word. But what is our endurance like when it comes down to our spiritual life? You know, we've been looking at our series of Faith Under Fire. Today, we want to take a look at what the Bible tells us about endurance when our faith is under fire. We're going to be looking at passages that come out of Hebrews chapter 12. So grab your Bible. We'll see you in just a moment. Hey folks, welcome to the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I pray that all is well with you and yours and that your month is coming along nicely. I mentioned just a moment ago, we're going to be looking at passages that come out of Hebrews chapter 12. And as we look at our series, Faith Under Fire, one of the things that's going to be required of us, and most of us, if we follow the Lord for any amount of time whatsoever, we understand that it takes some endurance. Life's going to come at you hard. It's going to come at you fast. It's going to come at you continuously. There are going to be temptations upon you as you try to strive to live a life that is pleasing to the Father. So today, you know, as we gather, we're going to explore the theme of endurance in our faith journey. Now, the writer of Hebrews offers us a very powerful image of a race. You know, well, most of us can understand that and understand what a race looks like. And this race is urging believers to run with perseverance. You know, to think about that for just a minute. You know, perseverance, meaning to stick with it. Now, as we delve into Hebrews chapter 12, specifically we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. We're going to uncover the secrets to enduring faith and the victory that comes along with it. Look with me if you would. Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father, as we come to you today, again, we are grateful and thankful for your leadership, for your guidance. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that brings your word to life in our heart, and not only brings it to life, Father, but makes it applicable to our lives where we are. Lord, we serve a living God, and Father, we read a living word. We pray today, Father, that you might teach us, that you may show us some new things in our life, that as we walk with you, we might truly be drawn closer to you. Now, Lord, as always, I pray and ask that you would be with me as your messenger for these few moments that we will spend together around your word. And Lord, I just pray that you will use me as your vessel to disseminate your word to your people, that you truly might be high and lifted up, and that you may be all that is seen. So Father, bless our time as only you can, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, so there's a couple things that we want to see, particularly out of these passages that deal with perseverance. I know that there have probably been times as you have followed the Lord that you have just felt like throwing your hands up and giving up. You just thought, well, it's going to be easier to walk away. You know, I'm just tired. I'm beat down. Here should be some words of encouragement for us when we get into those times. Maybe you're in those times right now, but even if you're not in the midst of them, always know this, they're coming down the road. They're going to be coming your way. So we need to always be armed with these particular passages. So what are some of the things that we can learn out of these passages in Hebrews chapter 12 today? First of all, we can learn about the inspiration of the cloud of witnesses, okay? The passage begins by reminding us that we are surrounded by what the word calls a great cloud of witnesses. Now, these are the heroes of the faith that are mentioned in the previous chapter, in Hebrews chapter 11, whose lives testify to the power of enduring faith. Their stories inspire us to persevere and to keep on pushing along, knowing that others have walked the path that we are walking before us and have emerged victorious. This is something that you and I should take as an encouragement. When we sit back and we look at this hard and tedious path that we're on, you know, when you look, you can see that there are those who have come through it victoriously. They did not compromise their faith. That is the hall of the faithful that we read about over in chapter 11. And this should be something that just inspires us and helps us to keep on keeping on, to keep on pushing forward. I like to think about a marathon runner. You know, this marathon runner who has run, and I believe a marathon is something like 27 miles. I'm sitting there thinking about driving that, much less running it. So this marathon runner is running, and he's getting close to giving up. You know, everything hurts. You know, his side hurts, his stomach hurts. He's dehydrated, he's weary, and then all of a sudden, he goes around the corner and he hears the cheers of a supportive crowd. Now, some of us, we've seen things like the Boston Marathon, or maybe you've watched a clip of one of these marathons, and there's people who line the road. And often what will happen is you'll see a scene where a runner comes around the corner and there are family members and friends there, and they're cheering them on and they're supporting them. So imagine this runner, all of a sudden he is hearing the cheers of a supportive crowd. You know, the energy and the encouragement from those who have competed in the race before them, this is something that can provide the strength that we need to continue on. You can imagine, once again, you've seen all of a sudden when that runner that we were discussing hears those cheers, all of a sudden it brings new life. It brings some new adrenaline for him to keep on keeping on. Yeah. In other words, sometimes it's been referred to as cheering someone through. I've been on both ends of that spectrum. I've been on the person who has been cheered through, and I've been the one that's standing in the crowd saying, "You can do this, just keep on going." So when we hit those times, think about those great cloud of witnesses that are there cheering each and every one of us on. Now, yeah, you think about the testimonies of faith from the past, not just Bible characters that we're reading about in God's Word, but maybe there are some people in your life that inspire you. You know of their stories of faith and perseverance. Draw strength from them, particularly when you are going through the hard times. And as we do, we can reflect on these stories of faith, the ones that have inspired us, you know, whether it's a biblical character like Abraham and Moses, or maybe even a modern day believer in your life who has been a mentor to you, or a friend, or a confidant, or somebody that you have trusted with your life, somebody that you know has faced those trials and those tribulations, and they have done so with courage. And let their examples motivate you to continue running your race with endurance. That's one point that we can see out of our scripture text today. A second thing that we need to see is that the focus needs to be on Jesus. Now, the writer of Hebrews urges us to do something. He urges us to what? Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, Jesus is the ultimate example of endurance. He endured the cross, despising the shame because of what the word says, the joy set before him. Now, by focusing on him, that is where we find strength to persevere through our own trials. You know, I've often thought about a lighthouse that as it sets on the shores, it's guiding ships safely to shore, even through those stormy seas. Jesus is our lighthouse. He is the one that is providing a steady focus amidst life's challenges. That's the one thing that doesn't change. I've talked to some folks that have been sailors before, and they've talked about seeing that lighthouse that's on the shore. And even though they were having trouble wrapping their mind around where they were, the one thing that they always knew was the lighthouse never moved. If they were out of position, it was them who was out of position, not the lighthouse, and therefore they could adjust to the position of the lighthouse. That lighthouse is providing that steady focus amidst life's challenges. Now, when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we are less likely to be swayed by the winds of adversity. As I was thinking about this, and actually as I was thinking about the statement that I just made to you, I've often think about Peter. You know, Peter was the one who got out of the boat when they saw Jesus walking on the water. And Peter, he called out and he said, "Lord, if that's you, let me come to you. Let me come to where you are." And Jesus said, "Not a problem. Come on, Peter." And what does the word tell us? The word tells us that Peter got out of the boat, his feet firmly planted on the top of the water, and he began to make steps and make strides to get to where Jesus was. And he was doing a great job all the way up till right there at the very end. And what have we learned from that particular passage over the years? It was when Peter took his focus off of Jesus. Remember, he had his focus on Jesus. When he stepped out of the boat, he was focused on getting to Jesus. But then all of a sudden, as he got closer, his attention began to be swayed to the wind and the waves that were around him. And when his focus came off of Jesus and it came onto the circumstances and situations around him, it was then that he sank. What is it that the word tells us? Not only in the illustration of Peter, but also right here, we are to keep our focus upon Jesus, that we might not be swayed by the winds of adversity. You know, in moments of difficulty, we need to redirect our focus to Jesus. It is so very easy to look at the circumstances and the situations that are around us and the circumstances and situations that are before us. And it is so easy to get focused on those things rather than the Jesus who has rule over those things. And in doing so, when those difficulties hit, we need to spend time in prayer. That's conversation with our Lord. We need to spend time worshiping Him. And we need to spend time reading Scripture to remind us of His enduring love and to remind us of His sacrifice for each and every one of us. So we need to let His example be our guiding light in those times of trial. So we've got to keep our focus right, and our focus needs to be on Jesus, okay? A third thing that we learned from our scripture text today is that there is that the strength in laying aside hindrances, all right? What does it say? In Hebrews 12:1, it encourages us to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, to run with endurance, that endurance and the perseverance. To do that, we must remove anything that hinders our progress. Now, this includes both sin as well as distractions that divert our attention from our spiritual race. You know, I've often have this picture of a runner that is shedding unnecessary gear to lighten up the load and to increase their speed. And in the same way, we must identify and remove the things that are burdens that are slowing us down in our spiritual journey. Every time I read this passage, I think back to my days in high school when there was a fella who was a runner. That's what he did. Man, he loved to run. He was on the cross country team. He was on the sprint teams. He did so many things that I remember one day he had a little trouble in a race, and he reached in his pocket and he pulled out a dime out of the pockets of his short. And he said, right there was the problem. And I looked at him, I was like, well, what are you talking about? And he said, I was off kilter. That dime in my pocket shifted my weight enough that it hindered me. Now, I don't necessarily believe that the weight of that little small dime created any sort of issues when it came down to his performance in the race. But yet, that's what we do in life. We take on these huge, heavy burdens. Yeah, and you know what? In the same vein, we know that the Word tells us that we can cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. And then here's what we generally do. We will generally take our cares to the altar, we will give them to the Master, and then when we get up from the altar, we pick all of that baggage back up with us once again and try to run the race. You know, I often think as well of our military soldiers who go out on hikes and runs with a full pack on, a 70-pound pack, and they're out there doing a 5 or a 10 or a 15-mile run. How much easier would that be if they didn't have that weight that was dragging them down? Folks, we have so many things in our lives that are dragging us away from Jesus. So what is it that we are supposed to do with those things? We are supposed to put aside those things. What Hebrews 12:1 says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, so that we might run that race, and that we might run that race with vim, vigor, and vitality. Okay? Today we need to evaluate our lives. We need to take a look and see if there are any weights or sins that may be hindering our spiritual growth. Now, I've always said this, I'm not the Holy Spirit. You have, as a believer, the Holy Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit is also your teacher. The Holy Spirit is the one that will identify those things in your life. If it is sin, the Holy Spirit, I will promise you right now, is identifying that as something that needs to be taken care of, something that needs to be given up, and we know how to do that. We take that to our Lord. We take that to Him. We repent. Now remember what repentance is. Repentance means a turning away. It's a 180 degree turn. So when we repent of that sin, when we turn away from it, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us of that sin. Now I want to throw a little caveat in here, because this is something that I have seen so much throughout my whole ministry and even my whole life. There are people today, I pray it's not you, but you could very well be one of these people, that you are allowing Satan to continue to hold you back over sin that the Lord has already forgiven you of. Satan is great about reminding us of the things we had done in the past. And then what happens is Satan says, hey, remember when you did this, or remember when you did that, or remember when you did the other thing, and you have repented of that. You have taken that before the master, and the master has forgiven you of it. And I love what the word tells us. The word says that when we do that, he throws that sin as far as the east is from the west. It goes into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. So God is not remembering sin that you have repented of and been forgiven of. It is only Satan who is reminding you of the things that you had done in the past to try to hold you back. So let me ask you this today. Are the things that are holding you back sins that God has already forgiven you of? Then you need to heed my voice today. Now, maybe they're not. Maybe they're new things. Maybe there are some things the Holy Spirit has touched your heart with that you need to carry to the Master to get rid of the weight, to get rid of the things that are holding you back from being able to run the race, the spiritual race, in a way that you could run to win. You know, some of those things in our lives that are holding us back, it could be unhealthy habits. They could be negative relationships. It could be distractions that are consuming your time. We need to lay them aside, and we need to seek God's strength to be able to overcome them. So those are three things, just three, what I would consider to be three very important things out of Hebrews chapter 12 that apply to us as Christians. And there's something that happens that we deal with this every single day of our lives. This is not something you got to dig way back in your life to understand. But I will tell you this, you know, if you've been victorious in the past, hallelujah, thanks be to God. Maybe you're going through it today. I can promise you that if you trust the Lord, get rid of the hindrances, He will bring you through it. And we're cheering you on, just like the great cloud of witnesses. We're here cheering for you to be successful in what the Holy Spirit has led you to do. Can you do that? Keep your focus upon Jesus. Don't be distracted by the world, because the world is truly trying to pull us away. So the victory of endurance, listen to me carefully. The victory of endurance is not achieved through our own strength. It can't be done. It's not through our strength alone, but through the inspiration of the faithful. It's through the focus on Jesus, and it is through the shedding of hindrances. Those are the three points of Hebrews chapter 12. So as we run our race, let us remember that we are not alone. We have a great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. You know, I've thought about that. I've thought about those, and I know that we're talking about the great faithful saints of the past. But somehow I wonder if maybe there are not those who we know and who we love who have gone on before us, who are also in that great cloud, who are cheering us on today. I'd like to think that my dad, one of the most spiritual guys I ever knew in my life, who brought me up in the ways of the Lord. I'd like to think my dad sitting up there saying, "Come on, Roy, you can do it. Just keep on with it. Just keep your focus on Jesus and keep on going straight. Do not deviate from his path." We have a cloud of witnesses cheering us on, a Savior who has paved the way, and a promise of victory at the finish line. Boy, is that not encouraging? I hope and pray that today you have been encouraged by what the Word promises us along the way. Man, what a joy it is. And just to think about that great cloud who is sitting there cheering your name. You might be tired. You may be ready to give up. You may just barely be making it, but you are turning the corner and that great cloud of witnesses is going, "Come on, you can do it. I got faith in you. You can do it." And then we think about the fact that they have already completed the journey and they're cheering us on. What a joy that is. I hope and pray that will be your focus. Your focus will be on Jesus, but you will hear the cheers of the great cloud of witnesses as they cheer you through, and may it provide endurance and strength for your journey. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about what we're going to be looking at next week before we close out in a word of prayer today. But next week, or actually what it would be your Bible reading for this week. This week, I want you to spend a little bit of time in the book of Philippians chapter 4. And as we continue our study of faith under fire, standing firm in the trials and temptations, Philippians chapter 4 for this week. And then next week, we're going to discuss the power of prayer in trials. Yeah, did you hear that? The power of prayer in trials, specifically out of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. As we go through that, we're going to highlight the vital role that prayer plays when our faith is tested, okay? So we're also going to explore the peace of God that the Word tells us that guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus amidst the anxiety-provoking situations that we find ourselves in. And folks, I'm telling you, if you're like me and you're like everybody else, you do find yourself in those type situations. So I hope and trust and pray that the Spirit has given you some food for thought today, and that you've had the opportunity to be able to draw close to our Lord and Savior as we spend a little time around Hebrews chapter 12. Let me close us out in a word of prayer today. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the examples of faith that inspire us to endure. Lord, I pray that you will help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the true author and the true finisher of our faith. Lord, I pray that you will give us strength to lay aside every weight and sin that will hinder us. May we run with perseverance the race that is set before us, knowing that victory is found in you. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless each and every one that's within the sound of my voice. Lord, may you remind them who you are, and may you remind them of who they are in you. Give them strength for the journey. Help them to persevere that they may be victorious at the finish line. And Lord, we'll praise you for what we know that you will do as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey folks, listen, I want to thank you for taking these moments to join us for the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church. We're located in Oak Ridge, North Carolina, and we would love to have you visit with us on Sundays. If you'd like to attend one of our Sunday services, they start at 10:45 on Sunday mornings. We're located at 1715 Highway 68 North in Oak Ridge. If you need more information about who we are, you can find that on our website. You see that along the screen in our broadcast, but it's www.oakridgecbc.org. And as always, if you have any questions, we would certainly love to hear from you. We also not only have our worship services, but we have other opportunities for discipleship through Sunday school, through small groups, men's groups, women's groups. We have Awana for the kids. Just all kinds of things that are taking place and going on, and we certainly would love to see you. And if you get the chance, when you show up, be sure to introduce yourself to me and say, hey, look, Pastor Roy, I saw you on the Wednesday Bible study, and I just wanted to come and visit with you and worship with your church in spirit and in truth. I pray we will have that opportunity to see you soon. God bless. Have a great week. Thank you.